This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A special prosecutor in former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia has resigned following his romantic involvement with Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
Judge Scott McAfee did not find that the relationship amounted to a conflict of interest, but he did say the allegations created an appearance of impropriety.
CBS's Willie James Inman. It's unusual to see a former vice president pull his support from his former commander-in-chief, but former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Donald Trump for president. He says it's not just about their differences over the Capitol insurrection. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato says Pence has a lot of credibility on this issue.
Maybe the Trump supporters don't view Pence as a hero, but many other people view Pence as a hero, and I think they will listen to what he has to say about Donald Trump and other subjects.
An outbreak of deadly tornadoes has hit the Midwest. At least three people were killed at an RV park northwest of Columbus. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
As residents salvaged what they could, search and rescue crews looked for survivors under the rubble.
This is going to be a long-term recovery for our community.
In Winchester, Indiana, an EF3 tornado damaged more than 100 homes. Resident Brooks Burleson took shelter with his mother and sister just in time.
By the time I got home, 20 seconds from me being in the garage, I jumped in the cellar, and then all of a sudden it was over us, and then 8 seconds later it was gone.
Rescue crews and cadaver dogs searched through mountains of debris looking for victims, with hundreds of homes and businesses reduced to rubble. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Vienna, is calling for a clear and implementable plan to safeguard civilians from any Israeli incursion into Rafah in the Gaza Strip.
Given the large number of civilians in Rafah, about 1.4 million, many of whom, as the foreign minister said, have been displaced from other parts of Gaza, we have to see a clear and implementable plan, not only to get civilians out of harm's way, but also to make sure that once out of harm's way, they're appropriately cared for.
The first aid shipment via cargo ship has arrived in the region, carrying tons of food from World Central Kitchen. The National Association of Realtors, which represents more than a million realtors, has settled a landmark antitrust lawsuit. As part of that agreement, it will eliminate rules on commissions. What does that mean for you?
There's no way that a realtor can say to somebody, This is going to be the commission rate. This is 6%. This is something I have to follow.
Ed Colson is with the Center for Real Estate at UC Irvine. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies is celebrating 40 years with anniversary savings on their most popular tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Low prices await at Dell.com/.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy. We'll see a high near 44, northwest winds at about 20 to 30, gusting maybe as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy 22, and breezy again out of the northwest tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and highs in the low 30s.
Currently, 46 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll look at next weekend's expo in the Dells and learn how you could become a hunter education instructor. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining me once again from Wisconsin Rapids is Jeff Kelmel. Jeff, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
And thank you for the kind words at the end of last week's show. Gosh, I should probably leave you a couple minutes now and then to talk about something. That was very, very kind of you.
Well, you're welcome, Dan. And yeah, I got a chance to, as I said in the message, you know, I'm the one that gets to put the show together and things like that. And so I noticed there was a little bit of time I could fill, and I was glad you gave me that time because, you know, I wasn't able to make it to your events, and I wish I could have. And you know, everything that I have been able to do in this world of outdoor media and things like that has really tied back to, you know, you giving me a chance, and you know, us just kind of meeting on the ice after a random email together. So it was very cool to see you succeed, and it's great that you've been able to kind of take me along for it.
Well, and of course, you've got a lot of native talent that anyone who knows you and has seen your work or heard your work would attest to. Maybe I gave you a push in the right direction, but you did most of it yourself. So anyway, we can congratulate each other here and fill the whole show, and nobody wants to hear that. Did you go to Oklahoma last week?
I did. That's one of the reasons why I didn't make it to some of your stuff there was making a trip to Oklahoma. I had to pick up the trailer for the year, had to drop off some other boats down there, and Eileen was able to come with me, and that was kind of neat because she's never come to Oklahoma with me before. Neat. She has never seen the operation, and you know, she works for me in the summertime when she's off as a teacher, and so it was kind of neat that she was able to make that trip with me, and it was without children, so you know, we got a little time away from the kids as well, and a lot of windshield time to sit and talk.
Yeah, well, and now you are ready for a season of competition, right?
Yeah, and it starts next week, Spring Ooh. Valley, Illinois, MWC, first event of the year each year.
All right. And you got Robert a new shotgun. How's that working out?
Did, yeah. So I picked him up a TriStar 20-gauge compact semi-auto shotgun. Kind of a step up from the single shot 410 that my grandfather had gifted him, and we're gonna give that a try and see how comfortable he is with it. You know, weight wise, I think it's good. Needs to adjust the length of pull a little bit if we're gonna do some wing shooting and sporting clays. I think for turkey hunting, he's gonna be all set. We got a red dot on there, ready to go. Got things patterned in with some nice turkey loads, and you know, there won't be too many excuses left for him to be able to pop a bird here this spring at least.
All right. Well, I hope he gets a chance during the youth hunt or the regular season. I know you have to juggle your turkey hunting with your tournament schedule, but I'm sure you'll get some days in.
Yeah, for sure. For the youth season, he's already looking forward to it. He wants to go scouting right away.
Good. Well, gosh, you mentioned the events I had last week. It was an absolutely crazy week. We had a fundraiser for the Outdoor Heritage Education Center last Wednesday night. It was also a roast and toast of me, and I kind of joked there that maybe I'll skip my own funeral. It was amazing. I mean, there were a few jabs. My son John was there, and he shared some stories about fishing with me when he was a kid, and even now as an adult, you know, being in the business, you have to take pictures of creatures or video of creatures. And he joked about when he'd catch a fish, I would say, okay, take your hat off, take your sunglasses off, hold the fish out that way, turn it a little, look at the fish, look at the camera, make the fish look at the camera, look at the fish looking at the camera, one more, just one more. I mean, people were just roaring. And of course, he's a comedian, an amateur comedian with Lost in the Woods improv, so he kind of rolled with that. And other people had equally humorous things to share. So it's, and we videoed it. Dave Roll was there, so we will do something with that. I don't know what yet. Sure. We're still picking up the pieces. And then the sports show, my goodness, it was a busy 4 days. My Hall of Fame induction was on Saturday. We've posted a video on my Facebook page and the Outdoor News Facebook page as well. Bob Masekomer was the MC of that, and his wife, Casey, managed to record it with two cell phones at once, one vertical, one horizontal. I don't know how she did it, but anyway, we got it, and it's posted. And now I'm signing the few autographs that I do, HOF 24. It's an honor I couldn't imagine years ago, and it's just wonderful to be part of that elite group now.
Very cool.
It's remarkable, yeah. Well, there are expos going on still, and this week's giveaway, 4 pairs of tickets to next weekend's open season Sportsman's Expo in the Dells. To enter that drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Mention the expo and leave your name and email address, because we'll be emailing tickets to the winners. Again, 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo is this weekend in Wausau. W-I Muskie with a Y, muskieexpo.com. Visit the Wounded Warriors United booth. They've got a raffle going on only this weekend, with muskie fishing gear prizes totaling $3,000 in value. And the proceeds from that support fishing trips for veterans. The next Saturday, March 23rd, I'll be teaching a muskie fly fishing seminar as one of 30 classes in the 20th Annual Capital City Chapter of Muskies, Inc., Muskie School. And that's at Wanakee High School. Registration is still open. You get 3 classes, a catered lunch, and you get in on some fantastic raffles and door prizes. To register, sign up at muskieschool.com, and that's muskie with an I-E, muskieschool.com. Sign up by Monday, and you get in for $40. It's well worth it, believe me. My Lake of the Woods trip in September is still open. There was a lot of interest at the sports show. If you want to look at it, go to blackisland.com and click on trips, and you'll find my name and you'll learn all about that. This week, Thursday, Governor Evers signed a bill making air guns legal to use for hunting during any firearm or muzzleloader season. And if I understand it correctly, as soon as that law is published, it'll go into effect, so turkey hunters will be able to hunt with an air shotgun if they have one. And I'm planning to hunt deer this fall with an air rifle. More on that in the weeks ahead. Coming up, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson of Professional Hearing Care LLC addresses hearing enhancement for turkey hunters. Wisconsin DNR Warden Mike Weber invites listeners to consider training to become a hunter education instructor. And Brandon Senske, he's the sales director for the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, previews next weekend's expo coming to Kalahari in the Dells. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Ozio Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is next weekend, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can learn all about it and get advance tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. But joining us for a sneak preview of the expo is the expo sales director, Brandon Senske. Brandon, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, you are going to be a busy guy. You already are a busy guy this month. You're heading to Ohio this weekend because you got an expo down there. How's that one shaping up?
It's looking good, and yeah, actually, we had the expo this past weekend in Kansas. So we go Kansas, Ohio, and we end the March season with Wisconsin, but they're all shaping up to be great shows.
You must be a bear for punishment. I did one expo this year, and that was the Milwaukee Sports Show just last weekend, and I guess I'm getting older. That was enough for me, but there were years when I did. As you know, I used to do your show and a bunch of others, but let's talk about the Wisconsin show. First of all, what are the hours? It's at the Kalahari. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When is it open?
Friday, March 22nd, we'll start at 2 o'clock, and we'll run till 7 p.m. Saturday, March 23rd, we'll be there 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. And Sunday, the 24th, we'll be there 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Alrighty. Tell us some of the highlights of who's going to be there.
Yeah, honestly, Dan, selling this show for about 9 years now, I think this is the best list we have yet. We have over 300 vendors coming to the show, and it's heavily focused on really anything in the outdoor industry, but mobile hunting is really big in our industry right now. So if you're coming to look for a saddle or a lightweight tree stand, there's plenty of companies there for that. Really everything across the board, camouflage, knives. If you're coming to book a hunt or fishing trip, there's going to be something there for anyone in the outdoors.
Now, you took over what used to be a deer and turkey expo only, but you've expanded it, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We have a lot of different variety of exhibitors in the hunting industry. We didn't want it to just be focused on deer and turkey. So if you're trying to book a hunt for elk, mule deer, African safari, or if you're trying to learn about fishing, camping, different things in the outdoors, there's a little bit for everyone. It's still really heavily focused on the hunting industry, but there is a little bit for everybody in the outdoors.
Well, let's talk about some of the seminars. You've got quite a lineup of speakers, too.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be action-packed with seminars basically from when we open the door on Friday until when we close on Sunday. If you're trying to learn about how to keep deer on your property, how to plant food plots, how to chase a specific deer, you want to learn about turkey hunting tactics, trapping, or if you want to come watch Byron Ferguson do some impossible shots, there's going to be plenty of seminar action all weekend.
Byron has been a staple of this show as far back as I can remember. When I worked the show in Madison, gosh, he was always there, and he's a crowd pleaser, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He seems to keep doing it very well at a high level. He's something else.
Now, Brandon, all of these shows, of course, have an entry fee. What is the cost to get into your show?
If you go on our website right now, advanced tickets, you can get a ticket for $10. That's openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And then when the show starts, tickets will be $15 at the door. Kids 12 and under do get in free. So bring the kids, introduce them to the outdoors. They are the future, so let's get them out there.
Now, in addition to Byron shooting his bow and showing us some trick shots, are there any opportunities for folks to shoot bows as well?
We do have a shooting lane there. It's put on by the Wisconsin Bow Hunting Association. There's definitely an opportunity for you to practice some archery there.
Wonderful. Another big feature of the show has always been the opportunity to bring your own antlers or bear skull in. Do you have that going on this year?
We do. It always amazes me, Dan, the size of the deer that keep coming year after year out of Wisconsin. Definitely bring your head down, get it into the trophy deer contest. There's plaques, prizes awarded to the winners with that. And this year in particular, any deer head is going to be entered into a random raffle, and you can win a Raven crossbow.
Wow, that's a deal. I should dig out an old head and bring it down.
You should, yeah. The more the merrier.
Yeah, cool. Well, I noticed that among your speakers are Michelle and Art Helen, and I saw them last weekend in Milwaukee. They're always on top of their game, but they should be in top form because they gave a couple seminars at the Milwaukee Sports Show as well.
Good. I'm glad to hear they're warmed up. Yeah, the seminar lineup is really good, I think. If you're coming to learn and get educated, it's going to be the place to be all weekend.
All right. Anything else you want to share with folks who might be coming to the expo?
I'd say get there early and plan to spend a lot of time there. It's going to be busy. There's a lot to do, a lot to see. So plan on spending a few hours there to walk around and make sure you see everything. And we can't wait to see you guys.
Wonderful. And there is food and refreshments as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we will keep you fed and quench your thirst all weekend.
All right. How about parking?
One of the best things about the new location there at the Kalahari is parking is free.
And that's a big thing for folks coming from anywhere, really, because we all drive in.
Yeah, Dan, it's very rare to have free parking at these venues. So when you do find it, it definitely is a nice perk.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, we're going to let you go because I know you've got to hit the ground running for Ohio. And I hope you get a day or two of rest before you come back here and join everybody at Kalahari for the expo on the 22nd. So thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Dan. I think I'll sleep in April, but thanks.
There you go. Well, you can sleep on your turkey hunting. That's what I do.
There you go.
All right. Brandon Senske, he is the sales director for the Open Season Sportsman's Expos, and he's in Ohio this weekend, but next weekend, March 22nd through the 24th, he'll be at Kalahari Resort in the Dells, and you can learn all about what we talked about and more and get your tickets ahead of time and save some money at openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And I'm actually in the Westby office right now, and that's why it may sound a little different from other interviews I've done. And joining me, or I should say I'm joining her, is audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie splits her time between this office in Westby and their office in Fitchburg. And you can call for information to learn more. The number is 608-292-4916. And if you mention that you heard about their services on Outdoors Radio, Your first consultation is absolutely free. Now, before we get into our conversation, full disclosure, I am a patient of Professional Hearing Care and have been now for 4 months. And Dr. Alley, thanks for letting me join you again in your office, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yes, I'm glad you're here and you're able to join me at the office. Definitely helps, especially splitting my time between two offices, so I appreciate it.
And it's more fun, we said this last time, more fun, and I think we get a better interview when we are face-to-face rather than on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more of a conversation, as I do with a lot of my patients. Half the appointment, I swear, is chit-chat, which is the best time for me.
Yeah. Well, in addition to chit-chatting, you cleaned my hearing aids and took a little wax out of my ears. Was that normal? It's been, a month at least since I was in.
Yeah, it's a pretty normal. About every 3 months, we'd like to do a deeper cleaning, but some people just produce more than others. So I do have a select few patients where I do deep cleanings every month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So am I one of those wax makers?
I believe so, you are.
Okay. If I were a bee, I'd have a good start on a hive, I guess, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you presented a symposium on hearing and tinnitus, and we'll get into what that's all about. And you've got another one next week, March 19th, at the Public Library in downtown Boston. What time is that one?
That's at 6 o'clock at the Public Library in Boston, right on State Street. Should be a good turnout. We're looking forward to it, just talking all things tinnitus and hearing loss. Very similar to the Westby one, just more question and answer versus presentation, in a sense.
Yeah, there were a lot of people, I think about 40 people there, mm-hmm. and I understand half of them are now patients.
Yeah, it was a really, really good event. So we're able to help a lot of people in this area. Actually, some drove from Minnesota even mm-hmm. over there. So yeah, it was a really successful event, and we're able to help a lot of people start their treatment journey.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we will come back to what you might expect to learn if you come to the Boston Symposium, but let's talk about tinnitus. Some people are going, tinnitus, what the heck is that? It's pronounced sometimes tinnitus. Mm-hmm. It's ringing in the ears. What can you tell us about it?
Tinnitus affects 90% of individuals with hearing loss or auditory damage. It's a phantom sound that's heard in the head or the ears. And it truly derives from auditory damage, which can come from noise exposure, firearm use.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So a lot of my hunters actually have ringing more so in one ear than the other, just because of, the way you hold your firearm. One ear is typically more exposed than the other. So my right-handed shooters, the left ear typically has more tinnitus than the right, and vice versa. Noise exposure is one cause of that auditory damage, and just general aging, and even some medications too. Everyone's different of what triggers the tinnitus, but it's truly a phantom sound. So the brain is looking for the signal it used to receive, but because of the auditory damage, it's not receiving that anymore. So it actually creates the energy that it's missing. And we perceive it as ringing, buzzing, swishing, a low hum, a static. Some even hear a melody. Yeah, everyone's different. It's incredible how our brain works.
That would be nice if I heard a tune rather than in this high-pitched humming or high-pitched buzz, which I barely hear anymore. It's only been 4 months, but you asked me when I came in, how's your tinnitus? And I said, let me take these hearing aids out and listen for a second.
Yeah. I always say, the treatment's working when you have to stop and think about it.
Yeah. And one reason we're talking about tinnitus right now is because turkey season is almost upon us. A lot of us will be sitting in the woods quietly, mm-hmm. and we want to be able to hear that turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to damage our hearing any more than it's already damaged. I'm actually looking forward to how much better I'm going to be able to hear turkeys gobbling and approaching. I got these hearing aids just before gun deer season, and it made a difference. But turkey season is even, you're even more dependent on your hearing. I'm hoping, assuming I'm going to have a better experience hearing what's going on in the woods. Now, you've turkey hunted, I think, with your grandfather, right?
Yeah, I turkey hunted a lot with my grandfather. I was just thinking back to your treatment with turkey hunting coming up, and now that we're getting a lot of those higher pitches back, the turkey calls are all high pitch and scratchy, and I'm very curious on how you're going to do just in general. But yeah, I went turkey hunting a lot growing up, and that when you were talking about turkey season is coming up, the first thing that came to mind was the smell of the spring morning and the morning dew. That's immediately what I remember. And then messing with all the turkey calls before and after the hunt, but yeah. Never actually doing the calls myself. Yeah, that was always a fun time.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the woods come alive. You hear all kinds of birds, not just turkeys. And I know I will hear songbirds now that I haven't heard for years. You know, we've talked to people. Odell Solverson, one of your patients, was on, well, gosh, a couple months ago, and he talked about walking out on his deck and saying, oh my gosh, I can hear these birds, which I didn't hear before.
Yeah, the birds, the frogs, it's incredible the soft sounds that you miss out on, because those are what go first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're trying to enjoy that peace and quiet turkey hunting, a lot of times that's when the ringing actually gets worse, because the brain has not a lot of stimulation going up there.
Yeah, and that's when I used to hear it. And my son, as you know, has tinnitus, and he told me he was here in Wisconsin last week for the sports show and for that crazy roast that we did the night before the sports show, which I will be talking about elsewhere on the show here. But and he told me that he only thinks of the tinnitus when somebody brings it up or when he's sitting quietly in the woods. And he had his hearing tested recently, and the audiologist said that he was normal for his age.
That comment always hurts kind of deep down to hear that. Like, this hearing loss is normal for your age. What does that even mean? Any degree of hearing loss is a major problem, because we're depriving the brain from the sound that it once heard. So whenever I hear I have tinnitus, and there was a reason why he went and got his hearing tested in the first place, probably has a hard time hearing in background noise or clarity of speech. And any degree of hearing loss or auditory damage is an issue because of the risk of cognitive decline and dementia. So mild hearing loss can actually increase your risk by as much as 200%. If you catch it early and treat it early, your treatment outcomes are so much better than if you were to wait longer, because that ear-to-brain connection is strong in the early stages. As the hearing loss progresses, that ear-to-brain connection actually starts to fade and become a lot weaker. Treating that gets much more difficult on my end and the patient's end as well.
So I hear you saying that John maybe ought to talk to another audiologist or look into this a little more deeply.
Yeah, for sure. And even going to Excellence in Audiology, you'll find clinics who have the same mindset as we do. Any degree of hearing loss or tinnitus is worth treating for our overall brain health in general.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sold on it, and you know that.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the symposium. What can someone expect to learn from that symposium?
My main focus for my symposiums are to talk about what hearing loss is, we define it, and how it's truly connected to our brain health. So we go over the symptoms that our patients start to perceive, and then how those symptoms actually transpire in the brain and how it's related to our overall brain health. And then at the end, I talk about how the medical treatment of hearing loss and tinnitus can improve those symptoms, as well as reduce the risk of cognitive decline and dementia. So that's the main focus and the takeaway. I know that was kind of a lot, but I go through an exercise with everybody together to show the different parts of the brain, just to show that early treatment, truly, so many people don't start treatment because of, you know, stigma of I'm getting older, or I'm not ready yet was a big one, or cost is a big one. And I think really it dives down to, is it going to be worth my time, and is it going to be worth my money? And that symposium, I try to break through those barriers and answer as many questions as possible to just help with the educational piece.
And you certainly did, because you gained a number of patients who probably were thinking about their hearing loss, or they wouldn't have come in the first place, but they pulled the trigger, so to speak. You know, they made that decision to do something about it.
Absolutely. And it takes on average 7 to 10 years for someone to walk into my office. And if a symposium takes that 7 years down to 3 years, I did my job as an audiologist. Because I'd say part of my job is treating a patient, the other part of my job is educating. And that's what I hope to do.
And if it takes that 3 years down to a week or so, that's even better.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes, for sure.
I don't think we talked about it this time, but tinnitus cannot be cured.
Correct.
But hearing loss can be improved, and that can help reduce the effect of tinnitus.
Yeah, 90% of the time I'm able to reduce the awareness of tinnitus with my patients. And by treating the auditory damage, will help your hearing and help reduce that tinnitus because we're giving the brain the information that it's looking for.
And Lord knows my brain needs information.
Yes, I agree with you on that, but mine too.
All right. Well, Dr. Ali, thank you so much for letting me invade your office here once again. And thanks for tweaking my hearing aids. And
maintenance is key.
Maintenance is important. I look forward to seeing you again. And folks, if you want to learn more, you can go to profhearingcare.com. There's no registration or pre-registration required for the Mauston event.
Correct. You can just show up. Yep. Mauston Library at 6 o'clock, right on State Street.
Okay. And that is Tuesday, March 19th, 6 p.m. in Mauston. And remember, if you want to call them for more information, the number is 608-292-4916. And if you mention that you heard about it on Outdoors Radio or mention my name, your first consultation is absolutely free. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Fort Dodge, Iowa, outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit dodgetheordinary.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking our picturesque trails to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy. We'll see a high near 44, northwest winds at about 20 to 30, gusting maybe as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy 22, and breezy again out of the northwest tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and highs in the low 30s.
Right now, it's 44.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right quarter three. Got it again.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're just about at the end of the hunting and fishing license year, and a lot of folks will be buying new licenses before April 1st, and this is also the time of year when new hunters are taking the hunter education course so they can hunt this spring or fall. And joining us now to talk about hunter education and the need for new hunter education instructors is Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden, Mike Weber. Mike, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Dan. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Now, you and I were both at the Milwaukee Sports Show last weekend, but I think we were both so busy, I never saw you there.
Yeah, definitely. Tried to come see you, but just like you, yeah, we were pretty busy over in our corner there talking with folks about hunter education, the safety messaging, course enrollment, and of course some of those instructor recruitment and retention ideas that we work on. And then we actually had our inflatable hoverball archery range there, of course, which was really popular amongst the kids, and we're really successful in teaching a lot of people with inexperience kind of those safe fundamentals of shooting archery, which was really neat to see.
Yeah, it was a great show, and I'm glad I was there, and like you, I'm catching up now this week. So you talk to a lot of people about hunter education. What are the options for someone who wants to get certified, say a youngster who wants to hunt or someone who is an adult who's never hunted?
So essentially for hunter education, we have three options. Those under the age of 18, there's two options. They can either attend, it's a traditional in-person course. Usually it's no more than 19 hours. It's usually between 2 to 3 weeks and multiple days during those weeks where they go in, work with instructors, and learn, you know, those basic fundamentals of being safe, the different carries, shooting techniques, and things like that. We also have the Internet Plus Field Day course. That's a combined course where the student will go online, basically accomplish the same kind of training, basic things that they would go through for the in-person, for those safe fundamentals of shooting, safety reminders, and then they go to a one-day test out, again, with those instructors that make sure that that student is proficiently able to demonstrate, again, those safe firearm handling skills, the fence crossing, and just, again, all of the basic safety information that's present in the traditional course. We also have an online-only hunter education certification, but again, that option is only available to those that are 18 years of age or older.
Okay, so three options, and these courses are taught by instructors who are certified. Who teaches these courses? Who are these instructors?
Yeah, so our instructors are all volunteers, and they are honestly, you know, the backbone of the program. The Hunter Ed program was taken over by the DNR in 1967, and since that time, we've, of course, had over 1 million students certified by over 20,000 different volunteer instructors. Like I said before, we really rely heavily on volunteer instructors. They do a lot of great work. Obviously, you know, that the trend in those annual hunting incidents has dramatically decreased throughout the years, and that work really says a lot about the accomplishment and the work and dedication of those volunteer instructors.
Do you need new instructors?
Yeah, we rely on those instructors to put on those courses, and we really appreciate the work they do. But again, we're always looking towards the future, and, you know, instructors, they end up retiring and being done with the program, so we're always recruiting new instructors for the future. And obviously, our current instructors are a great resource in teaching those instructors as well. There's two ways to get certified. The first way to get certified is those instructors can serve as what's called an apprentice. So they work really closely under a sponsoring instructor, and they have to teach a minimum of two courses within an 18-month period. The other way is to attend a training session put on by what's called an outdoor skills trainer, or OST. That training is typically anywhere between 5 to 7 hours, and again, that OST will go through all of the lesson plans, policies and procedures, and all the information that the instructor would need to be successful in the course.
How many instructors do you have statewide currently?
We currently have about 2,600 instructors statewide right now.
These aren't positions like a warden's job, are they?
Different counties will vary, and of course, like I said, it's a volunteer thing, so the amount of instructors per county can vary year to year. But as a program, obviously, we really try and look at that and recruit in areas where we think we may need more. But again, you know, as you know, having additional instructors is always a good thing. More instructors means the opportunity to conduct more courses. And again, having those instructors getting to work with our current instructors, especially some of the ones who have been around for a long time, and then putting on those courses is just a great resource and a great way for us to get them trained up.
Are there enough courses right now scheduled to meet the demand?
Yeah, we've got quite a few courses. I know I had looked earlier this month, and I believe there was over 70 traditional courses listed statewide, and probably close to that number in those internet field day options. We always tell people, of course, you know, if you're thinking about hunting this year for the first time, or, you know, you want to take a hunter ed course, now is really the time to enroll with that spring, early summer thing. As you know, our courses fill up really fast. There's a high demand for them, so if anyone's thinking about taking a course, now is the time to enroll before, you know, it could be too late in the fall when, of course, things get busier. And some of those instructors, of course, like anyone else, like to spend a lot of time in the woods as well.
And how does one sign up for a course?
Those who are looking to be an instructor, probably one of the best ways to do it, if they go online, they can type in the Wisconsin DNR Outdoor Skills Trainer, or OST. That'll bring them to a map that they can click and download, and then they can go direct and contact their local OST. We have 5 different OSTs throughout the state who cover different regions. And like I said, those OSTs are the ones that provide the training and instruction to instructors. Those instructors have to be at least 18 years of age or older. They have to be a graduate of a hunter education course. And then, of course, like anything else, we also conduct a short background check on them as well.
Oh, Okay, so there are options to get certified so that someone who might want to become a hunter ed instructor could do that in time to offer courses this year yet?
Yep, there's those two different options. One of the probably quicker options that we talked about before would be to attend the one-day, 5 to 7 hour certification under the OST, or there's the apprenticeship option where they teach two courses under a sponsoring instructor. An applicant would be interested in an instructor could get certified fairly quickly and be ready to teach courses this year.
Okay, once again, give us the link on the website.
Probably the best way would be to search Wisconsin DNR OST or go to the DNR webpage and search OST or Outdoor Skills Trainer. It'll bring you to the webpage with a map of the 5 different OSTs who cover the different regions. And then depending upon what county you are, you can contact the OST responsible for your area for the process on how to become an instructor, and then, of course, those available trainings around the state.
Okay. Well, Mike, we're going to let you go, but thanks so much for that information. I hope that some of our listeners will be inspired to join the ranks of the hunter education instructors and help more people learn to become safe hunters.
Thanks again for having me, Dan. I appreciate it. We enjoy the work that our volunteer instructors do in the program and are always looking for more folks to get involved. So thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Mike Weber. He is the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden. And as he mentioned, if you go on the DNR website and just type in Outdoor Skills Trainer in the search box, you can learn all about how you might become a Hunter Ed instructor. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo gear and free rain coffee. Official camo and coffee of the expo.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Fort Dodge, Iowa? Outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit Dodge the Ordinary.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have more than 100 boats on display, and they've got big rebates on Crestliner boats through March 31st. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo next weekend at Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, it's on in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee PBS, of course, but you can watch past shows online at milwaukeepbs.org. You can also watch several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio program is available for download in a few different places. You can check it out at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and download it there. You can also go to the Outdoor News website. That's outdoornews.com/podcasts and take it with you anywhere. Dan is on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And we had turkey guru Jeff Buds on the show a few weeks ago, and I did an interview with him for Wisconsin Outdoor News. It's actually running in all 7 Outdoor News publications. And he talks about using the 4-play, 4-sided box call. Well, if you order one online and put in the code DanSmall24 at checkout, you save 20% on a mahogany or cherry rafter. It's the one he uses, and he killed 100 and some grand slams. So it's a great call, and it's one I'm using this year. So go to the number 4playturkeycall.com, and at checkout, DanSmall24 is the code to use. This week's giveaway, 4 pairs of tickets to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. Call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. And my fall fishing trip on Lake of the Woods is still open if you're interested. September 13 through 17, go to blackisland.com to learn more. Leftover spring turkey permits go on sale Monday with Zone 1 first. And if you plan to buy some, make sure you buy your hunting license before Monday so you can buy them next week. Lost in the Woods Improv is performing this Friday for some listeners who catch the show before it airs on the podcast at Honest Dog Books in Bayfield, and again next Friday at Stage North in Washburn. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. And Warren Nelson, of course, writes our theme song. He's got shows every month, and you can check out the schedule of what he's offering at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend, folks. Get over to Wausau for the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by City of Milwaukee political veteran Alderman Bob Bauman as we discuss why the incumbent city attorney is unfit for office.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.